Hi, I'm Matthew Cochran, and I'm a grown-up. You're listening to Kids Commute from Interlochen Public Radio.
Thank you, Matt Cochran. That was Matt playing the Kids Commute theme for us. Matt is instructor of guitar here at Interlochen Center for the Arts, and we've had so much fun doing Guitar Week with Matt. Hi, Matt.
Hi, Kate.
We will give you the answer to our guitar quizlet coming up later in the show. But in the meantime, what did you bring us for Guitar Friday?
So many guitars. This is a minimalist piece with maximal guitars playing all at the same time. We have 12 guitars playing at the same time and 2 bass guitars playing at the same time. Oh, and I cheated a little bit. We're actually going to hear some electric guitars today.
That's okay. For learning purposes,
mm-hmm.
I think we can do that.
Good, good. It's good to have some discipline. We are going to hear a piece by Steve Reich, who's a fantastic, wonderful composer. And what he does really well is he takes a very, very, very small amount of musical material and he makes a ton of music out of that. And you'll hear each guitar kind of coming in, they enter with an idea, and that idea gets repeated like a whole bunch. And there's these really cool little licks that he has. Licks are that we can call that licks, right?
Sure.
On a guitar? Sure. Okay. So you get all these different 12 guitars playing 12 sort of kind of the same licks, but kind of not the same licks. And the music just sounds huge and wonderful and awesome. So this piece is called Electric Counterpoint, and we're about to hear the 3rd movement from it.
Thank you.
That was Fast 2 from Electric Counterpoint. That was Pat Metheny performing. And by the way, you know about Steve Reich, Kids Commuters, and minimalism. And if you don't remember, look up Minimalism Week on our website, kidscommute.org. Well, Matt Cochran, thank you so much for being here this week.
It has been a pleasure, Kate.
Do you have a piece of advice for looking for guitar music or for young guitarists, anything like that?
The guitar is like the coolest instrument ever, so any kind of music that you can play on the guitar is great. There's all kinds of different types of guitars out there. Don't limit yourself to one type of music. Just play it all and love it.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Matthew Cochran. It has been so much fun hanging out with Matthew Cochran this week. Now, let's answer our gross-out guitar quizlet. Guitar strings nowadays made out of steel or nylon, but really only since World War II. What were guitar strings made of before that? The answer is catgut. Ugh, I told you it was gross. But again, this is not actually made of the guts of cats. They think that perhaps the word came from cattle because cattle gut or intestine was often used to make guitar strings out of, as were the intestines of sheep or goats. But somewhere around World War II, a very smart person figured out that nylon and steel make terrific guitar strings. So now you know. Gross, but factual. Well, that does it for Guitar Week. Thanks again to the delightful Matt Cochran for sharing his expertise and great music with us. I'm Kate Botello.
And I'm producer Tony Bureau.
Production help came from Joseph Levesque. See you next week.